Good afternoon, Patriots. This is Praying Medic, and this is my QAnon broadcast for Sunday, February 16th. Welcome to the broadcast. Those of you following along at home, doing your own decodes, you can find Q posts on a number of different websites, including qmap.pub, qanon.pub, and qalerts.app. If you have an Android device and you'd like to get notifications when Q is posting, there is a qmap and qalerts. Q Alerts has a light version, I think, is free. I recently have been told by people who have iPhones that the Get Pushed app is not doing updates right now. So that's kind of an off-again, on-again thing. I don't know that there are any other apps that you can get for iPhone that will give you Q drops unless you have an older app that is still working. My theme for this broadcast is treason, sedition, and subversive activities. Many people are wringing their hands and going, woe is me, over the news that Andrew McCabe is not going to be prosecuted for leaking to the media, and what the DOJ called a lack of candor in his interviews. I was actually surprised at how many people who normally read the tea leaves pretty well took that announcement as proof that the Department of Justice is under corrupt leadership and that nothing has changed. I spent a couple days on Twitter, and I was just surprised at how many relatively smart people threw in the towel. It's over. Nothing's going to change. No one's going to get prosecuted. Department of Justice policy is to prosecute the most serious and the most readily provable charges. Leaking and lying are not serious, nor are they readily provable. There are some very good reasons why neither Comey nor McCabe were prosecuted for their leaks and their lack of candor. It is fraught with all kinds of legal issues, and those cases just are not worth going after. There are much bigger problems for people like Comey and McCabe. I wouldn't actually want people like McCabe and Comey to be charged with lying or leaking. They are guilty of much more serious crimes, which are covered under 18 U.S. Code Chapter 115 that describes treason, sedition, and subversive activities. I would draw your attention to Section 2384, which describes seditious conspiracy. If two or more persons in any state or territory or in any place subject to the jurisdiction of the United States conspire to overthrow, put down, or to destroy by force the government of the United States, or to levy war against them, or to oppose by force the authority thereof, or by force to prevent, hinder, or delay the execution of any law of the United States, or by force to take, seize, or possess any property of the United States contrary to authority thereof, they shall be fined under this title, or imprisoned not more than 20 years, or both. People in the FBI, DOJ, and CIA conspired with a foreign government to first make sure that Trump didn't get elected, and when he was elected, to try to remove him from office. And that is seditious conspiracy. The president has said repeatedly that this can never be allowed to happen again. The only way that this will never happen again is for the traitors who committed these crimes to be punished to the full extent of the law. Here's a post from Q from February of 2019. POTUS, this can never be allowed to happen again in our country or to another president. Q asked, how do you deter and prevent this from happening again? Simply by terminating employment of those responsible, simply by conducting a few non-threatening investigations, or by prosecuting those responsible to the fullest extent of the law, setting up new checks and balances and oversight designed to increase transparency. And that is where this is going. These people are going to be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. November 1st, 2017, we had this post from Q. If Trump failed, if we failed, and Hillary assumed control, we as patriots were prepared to do the unthinkable. There simply is no other way than to use the military. It's that corrupt and dirty. The military decided years ago they were not going to allow another evil person to occupy the White House. Operators have died in the battle to take back control of our government. Here is a post from Q from April of 2018. Statements today needed to be made. Operators have died. They approach the field of battle without fear. They lay down their lives for you. They are selfless. They are fighting for our freedom. They fight unconditionally because they hold a core value, a value that we should all live in freedom. We honor them. We must do better to protect them. Where we go one, we go all. Q. So if you think the military is going to let these criminals walk free, you do not understand what is at stake, and you do not understand the resolve of the U.S. military. Q posted a link to a tweet by Axiom Report for this video on February 14th. Let you listen to what Hannity said.
We have more good news. The McCabe dismissal is, frankly, when you really look at it, it's a declination to prosecute on one specific issue. Here's my read between that and General Flynn news today, because we know that Barr just installed an outside counsel to look into the General Flynn case. So I'm reading the tea leaves here, and my sources confirming, the same sources that I've been using for you and getting the story right for 3 years, that the Attorney General, Bill Barr, is now focused on something much bigger, much deeper, that will have far-ranging ramifications, serious ramifications for that 1% that abused power, that 1% involved in the corruption, those deep state bureaucrats who abused their power. Because as we speak, the Durham Barr criminal probe is underway. I've been told by my sources that, in fact, it has gone deep, it has gone wide, it has gone far, and the evidence they are accumulating is overwhelming and incontrovertible. That's what my sources are telling me tonight. On this program, we refer to all of this as the investigation into the investigators. Now, according to reports, this investigation is scrutinizing the actions now, and we've been wondering when this is going to come. Former CIA Director John Brennan and many other current and former deep state officials responsible for the Russia hoax. Remember, the origins of the Russia hoax. That's the heart of the investigation. And now it has expanded out far and wide. Durham has spent weeks in Italy and Great Britain. That would tell me and indicate to me that the outsourcing of intelligence gathering and spying on Americans to circumvent American law is in play. I am told that this evidence that we already have, that it was about premeditated fraud on a FISA court. Nobody else in the media got that story right. We got it right on this program. The evidence is proven. It's a slam dunk case.
So Hannity, his sources are telling him that there are investigations underway about much more serious crimes. There's Q's posted that link. And then Q posted a link to CJ Truth, the status. And CJ Truth did a thread. And let me, I'll read this to you, some of the points. CJ Truth basically points out the things that are being done in the last week. We've got Jussie Smollett indicted with 6 charges for his hoax of hate crimes. You've got Chinese telecoms conglomerate Huawei and subsidiaries charged in racketeering conspiracy to conceal trade secrets. You have Justice Department launches a legal assault to roll back sanctuary cities. Attorney General Barr announced that Giuliani had turned over to them investigative information about Ukraine, corruption with the former administration. Number 3, Trump went on a Twitter spree highlighting that nothing ever happened to the crimes of Tony Podesta. Why do you bring that up? Trump torches corrupt Judge Berman Jackson about injustices regarding the Manafort. But gave Hillary a pass. Michael Avenatti was found guilty on all charges. The Roger Stone sentencing is being reevaluated by the Justice Department, and 4 Mueller investigators all resigned. Number 5, I'm here to announce the indictment of Chinese military hackers for breaking into the computer systems of the credit reporting agency Equifax. And then we go on to Trump fires Alexander Vindman. He actually wasn't fired. He went back to his previous job, as did all the people on the National Security Council. Gordon Sondland is gone. National Security Council removed 70 people. Obama holdovers. Senator Graham sent a letter to Attorney General William Barr on Friday asking that he make 17 officials, many of whom are identified only by title, available for interviews. U.S. Attorney Durham is scrutinizing John Brennan's handling of the Russia interference. AG Barr installs outside prosecutor to review the case against General Flynn amid turmoil in Roger Stone case to and refusal to charge Andrew McCabe. On that note, I would like to give you an update. This is in today. Andrew Weissman was on with Chuck Todd today and said he's not real happy that this outside prosecutor from St. Louis is looking into General Flynn's prosecution. Weissman said what they're doing is they're swapping out a loser case against Andrew McCabe, which is the one they dropped, and they're starting a new investigation against Comey, McCabe, and Peter Strzok. So he is not real happy about that. And again, for those people who think nothing is happening, there is quite a lot happening, actually. No need to panic. And for those of you that are interested, there's a detailed explanation of why Andrew McCabe was not charged. Leslie McAdoo Gordon did this Twitter thread. You can find it, let's see, it is after tweet number 19 on my current thread on Twitter. It's long. I can't go into all the details on it, but she explains in very good detail with sound reasoning why it was not a good idea to go after McCabe for the leaking and the lying. Now, wanted to move on to something else. There's a number of posts from Q during the last week that I want to look at because I think they are predicting something. And as much as I hate making predictions, I think we need to look at this. So we have this post by Q on February 12th. Q talks about the highly sophisticated state-level attacks and the fake news attacks against Q the next day. And then Q responds to the attacks. It's time to wake up. Now, keep that in mind. Here's the very next post, Great Awakening. Here's this meme. And the meme has a file name, GA2.21. Well, not hard to figure this out. GA is a abbreviation for Great Awakening. 221, I think, might be a date. Which is less than a week away. It's actually on Friday. So is Q giving us a clue that something is going to happen on Friday that has to do with the Great Awakening? All right, because the first post was, it's time to wake up. So the very next post says panic in DC. All right, so we're just following this theme here. If there is going to be an event on the 21st, on Friday, I think it's going to cause panic in D.C. Well, what would that involve? Well, this is Q's next post. It is about their corruption, right? So just follow me along here. Q's next post suggests that the trickle of information we've received about corruption is going to become a flood. Sometimes a leak turns into a flood. Okay, well, what kind of flood are we talking about here? Well, here's the next post. So this one says, and it's a response to this woman who is asking why Attorney General Barr's congressional testimony has been delayed. He was actually held in contempt of Congress because they wanted him to testify and he wasn't going to. Well, now he's going to. He's scheduled to testify March 31st. So why was his testimony delayed? And here's what Q said. To allow for public dissemination of critical facts, in brackets, possible unseal, that would be unsealing indictments, and declass, prior to a world televised sit-down. So Q is saying that maybe the reason Barr's testimony has been delayed was that the Justice Department needed a chance to make information available to the public so that when he sits down in front of Congress, members of Congress can ask the right questions and it'll be framed in the right context. This post on the 14th ends with, watch what happens next. Now, the word watch has several meanings, including wristwatch, right? We've seen a lot of watches in the past. Well, Q posted a watch on December 2nd, a week before the Inspector General report came out. And the time on the watch was 1:29. The Inspector General report was released a week later. It was posted on the DOJ Twitter account at 1:29. Attorney General Barr's response to Horowitz's IG report was posted at 1:29 on the DOJ Twitter account, and U.S. Attorney Durham's response was posted at 1:29. All right. So when Q says, watch what happens next, and the next post is a blank post, what's the timestamp on this post? 1:29. So I think Q is setting us up for a watch proof. I suspect that maybe at 1:29 in a coming date, we might see something interesting. And what are we going to see? Well, if I had to speculate, I would guess that a watch proof is going to come that is connected to D-class, which is what Q mentioned here, D-class and unsealed indictments. The date, 2:21. And, you know, if it happens at 1:29, it's going to be a rather incredible proof. Like I said, I don't like making predictions about dates, but I think Q is setting up some kind of a predictive event here. Now, the next two posts were about more serious charges coming against Andrew McCabe. I don't know if these posts are related to the Great Awakening event, but they could be. We are right now in this time frame where Trump's people and the Justice Department are trying to wake the people up to the reality of corruption. And so whenever you see, you know, the Great Awakening, that's a referral to. It is a reference to a mass awakening of the public to the reality of corruption and the fact that corruption is being prosecuted. That gets us caught up to Q for today. Thank you for sharing this on social media. If you have enjoyed this video, you might want to subscribe to my channel. Please keep me and Denise in prayer. Keep Q and the team in prayer. Keep the president in prayer. Love you all. Take care. I'll catch you on the next broadcast.